Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. We've got special guests in studio, but we're going to be talking about the Ahmad Kathrada Foundation Youth Camp and then to our live guests. And one of our guests comes all the way from Mauritania, so listen. But the Ahmad Kathrada Foundation has taken over 50 young people on a youth leadership camp to Robben Island. This is part of an annual camp for the Kathrada Youth Clubs. Online is a youth participant from the Lanesa Youth Club, Ali Tambala. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome.
Walaikum salam. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, the Ahmad Kathrada Foundation, you know, it's been a beautiful experience coming here to Lanesa, to Cape Town. You know, I'm from Lanesa South, which is way in the Johannesburg region, you know. It's issues like, you know, that involves our youth that brought us here. Like, you know, in my community, there's a lot of problems. Being one of them being our sports facilities, our, like, even here in Cape Town. In Cape Town, there was a situation with the female that, you know, was murdered brutally. So it also affected us in our communities because we want to involve the females in sports and in all this. You know, we want gender equality. So, yeah, the Ahmad Kathrada deals with all these issues, you know, to focus on the community stuff.
Right.
But that's why we're here.
Yeah, so What are your feelings when you come to Cape Town and when you are taken to Robben Island, where Ahmad Kathrada spent so much of his life and where so much of our political discourse was actually born?
You know, when you first hear the word Cape Town, you know, you're coming into a new area and, you know, the first thing you smell is the fresh breath air, you know. And then you come into Robben Island, you know, Robben Island. Immediately when you walk in, you feel the whole experience. You know, you get to understand the stories that Uncle Cathy told us about. And, you know, when you walk into the area, you feel, you know, that goosebumps you get when you walk into the prisons, when you see the places that they lived in, when you touch the cell that Mandela once stood in. It gives you that, you know, that feeling that you need to do something about, you know, stuff that's happening out here. They fought for our freedom, so we should also fight for the freedom of the rest of our youth.
No, absolutely. And our final question, what is your biggest takeaway or so far from the Ahmad Kathrada Foundation Youth Leadership Camp? I mean, what are you going to be taking back to Lanesa with you?
You know, speaking to one of the former prisoners, political prisoners of the Ahmad Kathrada, of the prison, he said that, you know, when they were locked up, you know, it felt like their bodies were caged. But one thing they could not cage was their mind. So we were taught that even though we have a lot of issues surrounding us, we should use our mind to find ways to solve all these problems around us. We should also include that with our core values as a human being. It's not just about us, but we should love the people that we're doing this for, and we should consider everyone when we're doing it, not just ourselves.
Yeah.
We should just... Yeah.
Yeah, and what's been the response of the other participants? Because 50 people are on this course, and this is certainly very ambitious by the Ahmad Kathrada Foundation, who are also working very hard to create 100 youth clubs by the year 2029. So how has all of this been going?
So it's been, you know, all of us coming here don't know each other from, you know, we form all different communities. So us coming here is basically meeting new people. So the first day, of course, it's really, really tense because we don't know each other. But once we got to know each other, the ideas that they shared in their communities, it also gave us, you know, insight as to what our community is lacking, what we can use together. Or like we can form partnerships as two communities to solve one problem that we each face, you know. Bringing us together is basically why Ahmad Kathrada started this entire foundation, bringing us as the youth together in one area solving all the problems that we face today.
And a final question, what exactly is going to be the focus of the Ahmad Kathrada Foundation in these youth clubs, which is a very noble initiative because the youth are the future of the country.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to be the magic spark?
So, we know as the youth, Ahmad Kathrada always said that, you know, we should always strive for the best of our communities. So Ahmad Kathrada focuses on dealing with the issues that each of us face in our community. Bringing up youth, like he said, he wants to have 100 youth clubs everywhere. Like also here, there was people from new areas that we didn't know, like your Eastern Cape region, your Durban region. They were speaking about also it's like starting an initial youth club in their area also. So we just wanted to give them the experience because our mission is to have youth clubs everywhere that can deal with problems as a whole country, you know.
Ali Tambala, who's a youth participant from the Lanesa Youth Club, the Ahmad Kathrada Foundation, 50 young people on a youth leadership camp on Robben Island. Of course, the foundation has a very noble ambition of establishing 100 youth clubs by 2029. Ali Tambala, everything of the best, and may you go back to Lanesa with lots of bright ideas.